Good morning, this is Mark Gold with Top 30 Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade Grain Comments for today, Friday, May 22nd. I want to wish everybody a happy Memorial Day out there. I hope we all take a second to think about why we're celebrating this holiday and give tribute and prayers for those who have died for our country. In the news this morning, the overnight prices, July corn down a penny and a quarter, 316 and a half. July wheat down 8 3/4 at 507 and a quarter. And July beans down a penny and a half at 833 and a half. The Texas tour finished up, average yield 44.5 bushels versus 47 by the government estimate. The Kansas wheat production, I think, was down around 50 million bushels. So it could be a little bit helpful, but, you know, with the dollar's up 42, crude oil's down a buck. There's some issues out here. It is still drier than they want it to be in Europe and the Black Sea area, so that might lend a little bit of support. But, you know, we had a 30-cent rally in the wheat, and we're broken now about 12, 13 cents off those highs. So it's a little iffy in here. We did not see any export announcements here this morning, but there's plenty of talk around about strained relations with China and Taiwan. China, in one of their communiques, took out one line in there about peaceful reconnection with China, with Taiwan. So that's sparking some concern out here. The China-U.S. relations are getting strained. China's trying to move on Hong Kong again. So it's the Chinese versus the world, it seems like, out here. But that's adding some question to whether they'll actually take as much grain as they've said out here. Aside from that, you know, we're off on Monday. We'll have cattle on feed tonight. It's going to be hard to interpret those numbers. But getting back to the grains, with the dollar strong and the crude oil lower, the 90-day forecast, I think, I don't know if I mentioned that, it's going to be hot in the west and relatively dry. In the middle part of the country, it looks like we're going to see plenty of rain in the next 90 days and moderate temperatures. So overall, it's fairly friendly. To production out here, meaning prices can move lower. That's really about it. If you have any questions, give me a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.